DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. Ordained a priest from the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Monsignor Essef has served as a retreat director and confessor to Blessed Mother Teresa. He continues to offer direction and retreats internationally for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essef encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived around the globe, including Lebanon, serving the pontifical missions there. It is a Catholic organization established by Blessed John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. Monsignor Essef assisted the founders of the Institute for Priestly Formation and continues to serve as a spiritual director for the Institute. He also actively serves as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
Today, the marvelous teaching of Jesus. First, his humility. You know, for anyone who's going to be listening today, listen to the humility of Jesus in the gospel. Jesus is the Son of the living God. And John is great. He's the prophet. But Jesus is God. And he comes down to the Jordan. This is a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. And it's in the third chapter of Matthew that we read this magnificent teaching. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" You see, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the long-awaited one. How long has the world been waiting for him since God promised Adam and Eve? And God again spoke through Abraham. And then he spoke again through Moses. And then he spoke through the prophets. Today, in the prophets, in Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus came, this reading from the prophet Isaiah in the 42nd chapter. "Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased." Prophets were all saying, he is the one who is chosen. He is the Messiah. "Here is my servant whom I uphold, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting. He is going to bring salvation to all the nations, not just to the Jews." That's what's being predicted by Isaiah. And that's the reading in the text today. And here he is. And he's coming and asking John to baptize him. What humility. And so I would really think, many of you, it's a Sunday morning, and you'll be going to Mass who are listening. Or you are a priest, and you're leading your community in prayer. All of us, if the Holy Father himself were listening today, every person on earth, as we come to God, on this Sunday morning, what's the first thing we cry out to God? "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." Are we aware, as a human family, that we are in need of divine mercy, that we are all sinners? That's what John was. The only one who wasn't was Jesus. What humility! John is baptizing because it's sinners who come to him. He's baptizing with water. Jesus is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes to John. Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it for now, for it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness." All of graciousness can be fulfilled in this. Then he allowed him, and Jesus was baptized. He came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were open for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descend upon him like a dove, and coming upon him, and a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus is the Son of the living God. Jesus is the one who has been anointed by the Spirit. Now, John could only baptize with water because we were all sinners, all of us, all nations, all people, Jew and Gentile alike. And now Jesus has come, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and he is going to have us baptized in the Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why couldn't John do that? Because Jesus had not yet brought salvation. When he came up out of the water, he is Jesus. He brought to human nature his divinity. And just as Jesus was human and divine, he now is going to suffer and to die and to rise. John couldn't do that. Never could. No one ever could. Only Jesus. And when Jesus suffered and died and rose, after he had come up out of the waters, proved by the Father, anointed by the Spirit, this Jesus went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and all of us who have been baptized into him. It isn't just Jesus that was receiving the power from God through his suffering, death, and resurrection. He communicates it to each of us. And we who are empowered by him. So John is the last of the prophets of the Old Testament. John was under the power of sin and Satan and death. He really was. There's no one else. John didn't have that power. And he knew it. Everything was pointing. From Adam and Eve, Abraham, Moses, the prophets, all pointing. Here he is now. And God opens up the heavens to assure us this is his Son. Yesterday, I was delayed for a couple hours, and I was in the airport in Charlotte. And sitting next to me, we got talking, was a couple. The husband was in the Vietnam War. He had suffered from Agent Orange. He was sick. And when I found out he had this suffering, kind of a disease he was carrying in his body, I gave him the anointing of the sick because he was a Baptist. And I said, and I quoted James, and to pray over him and anoint him with oil. And his wife was telling how delightful it was with regard to scripture, and she was studying it. And they were aware of the power of Jesus in their lives. their son, they had just come from him, and he was living in Florida, and he had fallen away from his Christian faith. He no longer went to church, and he and his wife were always, the arguments and the fighting was so horrible between the two of them. At one point, they were going to be divorced, and he almost committed suicide, the husband, their son. The children, their teenagers, the garbage that they watch on television, they have to go out of the house. Now, here is a family who has received baptism, and their son has entered into the decay of the modern age. And yet, Jesus is in them, baptism. As we talked, a young man who was sitting next to me, who was from Little Rock, Arkansas, said, "Why is baptism so important?" And I asked him, I said, "Were you ever baptized?" He said, "No." And then I began to tell him how through Adam and Eve, sin had come into the world. Now, John was preaching that sin is in the world. John was preaching that Satan has overtaken all of humankind. John was also preaching that there was death going to become as a consequence to it. And we are going to be saved, and a Redeemer is going to come. And here he is, Jesus Christ. And Jesus suffers and dies and rises. Then baptism is that which not only takes away sin, but unites us with Jesus, who is our forgiveness and Redeemer. Baptism not only takes away our death, but gives us eternal life. And baptism also destroys Satan. He was very interested when we talked about the devil. The kingdom of evil cannot be destroyed by anyone except Jesus. Jesus is the Savior of all of humankind. No one was ever able to do that before Jesus, and only in Jesus, and only through Jesus. The power of the Spirit can go all over the world. And those of you who may be Hindu, you have the Spirit who came into the world because of Jesus. And when you jump in the Ganges River, and if you're a Hindu, and I know you have your gods, but he is God, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, Jesus Christ. And we can be united with him through baptism. And this young man, he took my website and he wanted to follow it. But how important it is, Brother Priest. Because if you have people who are baptized, they still may think it's only sin and Satan and death that comes about through baptism. No, it's life, the life of Jesus, union with him, and we begin to live it now. Our baptism unites us with him. Preach the baptism of Jesus Christ. And that the Father is looking at every one of us who is baptized into him. We have been grafted into his body. We have been united with him as the head. He is in heaven and we are here on earth. And all of those who are in heaven are there because of him. There are no saints without Jesus. They are living in his body. They are united to him. Every saint is a saint because of Jesus. Every holy person comes into that union. Many, many of them are united, not only by baptism, but by the Holy Spirit. Because of Jesus, who has brought the power of the Holy Spirit into this world. This newness of this new and magnificent teaching today. Now, Peter is giving us the teaching through the Acts of the Apostles. Now, remember, this is after the resurrection, and this is after Pentecost. Peter is out teaching in the Acts of the Apostles. He's going out, and now he, who is united with Jesus as head of the church, proceeds to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius. Now, Cornelius is not a Jew. He is a Gentile, one of the members of the nations. He's a non-Jew. And he says, "In truth, I see the Lord God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism of John, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Jesus is that same one to whom you are united with baptism. There is in us a power, grace, the Holy Spirit to heal, which is what I did. I turned to this man yesterday. I said, "Walt, I want to pray with you to lay hands." Who did that for him? Jesus. Fathers, priests, that's who you are. We are living in him. He in us. He's preaching through us. He's teaching, living in, through, and with us. Wherever you go, whatever you do, it's him. He has such infinite power and grace. What he did, I can do, and drive out demons. That's really what this young man from Arkansas was so interested in. "You mean you can drive out?" Yeah. So he must have had some kind of experience. I didn't have enough time. We were there, and then my plane came. But what a magnificent thing that I would like today to ask you who are listening to renew your baptismal vows. If you are not a Christian, if you're Jewish, if you're Muslim, if you're Hindu, if you're someone who is not yet baptized, I very strongly urge you to think of, to pray about, because in speaking to you, the Holy Spirit is in you. All of you who are not baptized have the Holy Spirit, the power of God in your hearts. Long before you heard this voice inviting you, he is encouraging you, guiding you, directing you. He is the light of the Holy Spirit and very powerful. He is the third person of the Trinity, preparing your heart for union with Jesus Christ through baptism. You were made for God. You were made and created by the Father. And this Holy Spirit is preparing you. If you have been baptized, what is your life? It is Jesus. And the baptismal vows that you took by your godparents to renew, and that's to be rejecting of sin and Satan and all the evil in this world. That poor family of that Baptist couple, their son, is so saturated with pus of this world. They were saying their husband, they had to take the gun out of the house. He was ready to kill himself. So destructive is life without Jesus. No prayer in that house. And their children being saturated and introduced to all kind of pornography. And they would have to get out of the house. That's their family that was baptized into Jesus Christ. Many of you might have the same struggle who are listening today. So renew this vow within yourself, because you are living in him and you have power to cleanse your house, to heal, to bless with the same power of Jesus, to bring about a cleansing and a healing of your own soul if you have been destroyed in any way by sin and Satan and death, because he is in you, he who is the Lord. If you are baptized, renew with me your vows. Do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Reject him. Reject him. Reject him. Dismiss him. Cast him out. Rid yourself of him. And you can. You have the power. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose again on the third day, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Having renewed your baptismal vows, I now ask God, on this Sunday of the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan by John, I ask all of the heavenly court of heaven to come upon you, that the voice of the Father will look upon you, his son, his daughter, and say to you, now, you are my beloved child. In you, I am well pleased. And raising my hands and calling upon the Holy Spirit, that he will come upon you, your family, your people, and all nations, for Jesus is the Lord of your heart. Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your people, your family. Jesus is the Lord of the universe. And upon your home, and yourselves, and the entire world, I ask the blessing of that God, who is Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, into whom you have been baptized, that he may descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. I pray today that each of us, whether baptized or not baptized, will consider the power and the grace of the Trinity on this Sunday. The whole world was changed when Jesus Christ came into it. He was humanized. But when we are baptized, we are divinized. As he and we are united, Since he has taken on our human flesh, he has given us the power to take on the divine. You actually are one with God, who is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you are his daughter. Yes, you are a princess in the family of God. You are his son. You also are a member of the household of God by your baptism. God bless.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Esseff. To hear and or to download this episode, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Esseff.